بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. ونبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتى المقبرة فقال: السلام عليكم دار قوم مؤمنين، وإنا إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون، وددت أن قد رأينا إخواننا. قالوا: أولسنا إخوانك يا رسول الله؟ قال: أنتم أصحابي وإخواننا الذين لم يأتوا بعد. قالوا: كيف تعرف من لم يأت بعد من أمتك يا رسول الله؟ فقال: أرأيت لو أن رجلا له خيل غر محجلة بين ظهر خيل دهم بهم، ألا يعرف خيله؟ قالوا: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: فإنهم يأتون غرا محجلين من الوضوء، وأنا فرتهم على الحوض. رواه مسلم. This hadith, we touched on the opening or the initial section of it. Just to recap, this is amongst the many, many ahadith that Sahaba-e-Kiram reported to us some sort of interaction with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that occurred either in Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Madina Munawwara, or in the precincts or surroundings of Jannatul Baqi. From this, as we mentioned previously, that encouragement which Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us to regularly visit the graveyard. لأنه يذكرك الآخرة or يذكرك الموت. Because these visits to the graveyard have a profound effect in reminding us of the shortness of the life of this world, reminding us about qabr, reminding us about akhirat. Like one alim mentions that in one graveyard that he visited, there was a signpost at the entrance of the graveyard, and in it, this is the abode of those people who very shortly you are going to be joining. So this is a reminder to us, as we see evidence by the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that when you visit the graveyard, what is the masnoon dua? Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited the graveyard. Obviously in this instance it refers to Baqiyul Gharqad, the graveyard of Madina Munawwara. Faqal, and he said, Assalamu alaykum dara qawmin mu'mineen, peace be upon you, abode of believers. Wa inna, and we insha'Allah bikum lahiqoon, Allah willing, very soon will be meeting you. We will be joining you. This is also our eventual abode. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I wish I could see my brothers. Now when it comes to our relationship or association with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one is a general relationship that applies to every believer. Allah tells us in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. Every believer, verily the believers are brothers one to another. And then there is a special nisbat or association with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was specific to those who interacted with him in a state of iman in his life. And that is the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of that suhba, that special association that they had with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that elevated them. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار. Allah says they are gone ahead from amongst the muhajirin and the ansar. And position, لا يستوي منكم. Anyone that comes after sahaba can never ever equal the sahaba. Mafhum of the hadith, if you spend the whole world in gold and charity, then too you will not equal the rank of a single sahabi. Why? Because of this, in the state of Iman, they had sohba with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like I said, two types of association. Sahaba enjoyed that which was unique to them, sohba, and they enjoyed brotherhood. They also were brothers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the basis of Iman. Allah tells us in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. Then, there is that relationship which is referred to in this hadith only of ukhuwa, being the brothers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba, as I mentioned, they were sahaba and brothers. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I wish I could see my brothers. So sahaba said, awalasna ikhwanaka, ya Rasulullah, aren't we your brothers? Aren't we your brothers on the basis of what? Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. Every believer is a brother one to another. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, antum ashabi. You are my sahaba. Who are the brothers that I am referring to? You find in one hadith it is mentioned. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ikhwani alladhina yu'minuna bi walam yarawni. My brothers are those who without seeing me will bring iman upon me. وَيُصَدِّقُونَ رِسَالَتِي. They will attest to the truthfulness of my risalat. In other words, they will believe that I am the Nabi of Allah. وَلَا يَلْقَوْنِي. Despite having not met me. But such will be the level of the iman. Such will be their nisbat and association with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that some of them will be such in their true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yawaddu ahaduhum law ra'ani bi ahlihi wa malihi." They would be prepared. They would have so much of love for me, for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if the cost of being able to see me meant that they must sacrifice their entire families and their entire wealth, they would be prepared to do that, just to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the brothers that I am referring to, wa ikhwanuna alladhina lam ya'tu ba'du, are those who are going to come after you. But without seeing me, they will bring iman upon me. That itself also is a very great virtue. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned one hadith, one sahabi came and he said, Tuba liman amana bika wa ra'ak. Ya Rasulullah, how blessed and how fortunate is that person who saw you and brought iman upon you. To this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never forgot his ummah that is to come after sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Tuba thumma tuba thumma tuba sab'a marrat liman amana bi wa lam yarani. You are saying Mubarak to the one who saw me and brought Iman upon me. What about that person? Mubarak, and then Mubarak, and then Mubarak. 7 times to that person who without seeing me brought Iman upon me. So this was the special love that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for his entire ummah. His ihsan, his favor, his kindness, his compassion upon us, we can never ever repay him. This is actually a dictate and a requirement of Iman, to develop this profound love and connection. And true love instills within one this desire of what we call liqa, to be able to meet the one that you love, to be able to see the one that you love. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is expressing his love for you and I, the ummah to come after sahaba, by saying, I wish I could see them. We on our side also should have this profound desire to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If not in a dream in this world, at least to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be with him in the akhirat. So sahaba said, natural question, that ya Rasulullah, we are your sahaba, we are your brothers, we are amongst you, you recognize us. You have indicated a desire to see your brothers, those who will bring iman upon you, having not seen you. So, كيف تعرف? How are you going to recognize? millions if not billions of people are going to come after us. كَيْفَ تَعْرِفُ مَنْ لَمْ يَأْتِ بَعْدُ مِنْ أُمَّتِكَ Ya Rasul, how are you going to recognize who your ummat are after you, O Nabi of Allah? So he responded by way of an example. And we find that this was an indication of that aspect of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama bu'istu mu'allima." Allah sent me as a teacher, and not teacher, the best of teachers. The best of teachers. And an important tool or method of teaching or instilling a message in the heart of your audience is to give relevant examples. Somebody tells you something, you may understand, may not understand. But he simplifies it by way of an example that you can relate to. Then it is something that has a profound effect upon you. You'll remember it after that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a person had a horse which had, with this term we mentioned, we found in previous ahadith in the virtue of wudu, ghur muhajjala. Ghur means a horse which is defined by a white mark on its forehead. As I mentioned previously, this was an indication of pedigree. A horse that had that kind of mark was normally considered to be of a high pedigree. Muhajjala, mark, white mark on its limbs. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if a person had such a horse, one horse that was like that, and this horse was amongst a whole herd, a whole group of other horses that were pitch black. In other words, absolutely black, no other color on them. And then amongst them, there was this one or two horses that had white marks on their forehead and on their limbs. Would he not recognize his horse? His horse had that white mark. The rest are all pitch black. When he comes there, wouldn't he easily be able to distinguish and recognize his horse? They said, Bala ya Rasulullah. They said, definitely, O Nabi of Allah, it would be easy for him to recognize which is his horse. So Rasulullah said, فَإِنَّهُمْ Who? The ummat to come after you. The ummat to come after you. يَأْتُونَ They will come to me. In other words, on the day of judgment. غُرَّمْ مُحَجَّلِينَ مِنَ الْوُضُوءِ Their bodies will be shining. They will be white. They will be white on the limbs which were washed in wudu. And this is how I will recognize who is my ummat from the rest of humanity. Not just my ummat, in the light of this hadith, I will find my brothers. I will be reunited with my brothers. I will distinguish and recognize my brothers. Great virtue of wudu. And look at the beautiful manner Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is emphasizing this, particularly to the ummat to come after the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on. In other words, the effect of his brotherhood and the effect of having true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The thamara, the benefit of it. Ana faratuhum ala al-hawd. Why do I want to recognize my ummah? What will be the implication of this brotherhood on the day of judgment? Amongst the other benefits, there will be this benefit that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ana farat. This word farat in Arabic literally translates means I will precede. But it's a special term that used to be used in those days when they used to travel in caravans or in convoys. Normally used to have one person who used to go ahead in desert travel or in rugged terrain. One person goes ahead of the traveling caravan to prepare for the arrival of the rest. In other words, see where's the right place to set up camp, see where there's water, try and be of benefit to the rest of the caravan that is going to come. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will be the farat. I will precede my brothers to come after you, my sahaba, and I will prepare for their arrival on the day of judgment. How? Requesting forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Requesting increase in their ranks. And particularly, what is highlighted in this hadith, أَنَا فَرَتُهُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ I will precede their arrival and wait for them at my Hawza Kawthar. Hawza Kawthar is that, obviously in other hadith in future it will come, one of the great ni'mats of Jannat, one of the great ni'mats of Akhirat, one of the special gifts that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna a'tayna kal kawthar. Allah says, we gave you kawthar. Kawthar is a well or a pond. Its water is whiter than milk, sweeter than honey. And man lam yashrab, man yash, may yashrabuhu. That person who drinks that water, what will be its effect? Millions, if not billions, if not trillions of years will pass, he will never feel thirsty. And that Hawza Kawthar, that well of Kawthar, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his Mubarak hands, Malaika also will be assisting, but some will have that special virtue, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will get the water of Kawthar directly from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of judgment, and at my Kawthar, I will recognize who my ummah is from the manner, like how a horse that is pockmarked with white patches on it is distinguished from a herd of horses that are pitch black. Like it is distinguished, I will recognize my ummah, and I will have gone ahead, I would have preceded them to prepare for their arrival, and I will be at my house, and I will be handing out this water. Allah give us tawfiq.